Some Washington state lawmakers are pushing for a ban on high-capacity gun magazines in the aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting. Authorities say the gunmen had devices to make semi-automatic weapons fire more rapidly. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
State Senator David Frocht's proposal would limit gun magazines to no more than 10 rounds of ammunition, and it would prohibit most people from buying military-style weapons like AR-15s. The Seattle Democrat says it's frustrating the Senate hasn't even had a discussion about gun regulations in recent years.
We have laws against stealing. We have laws against assault. That doesn't mean that all assault and all stealing is prevented. It's not all about the weapon, but it's also wrong to say that the level of lethality and firepower has no impact in some of these horrible, horrible situations.
Last session, Frocht's bill fizzled out in the Senate Law and Justice Committee. Republican Committee Chair Mike Patton says it's premature to talk about whether he'd support it in the upcoming session. Some gun rights proponents have called the proposal an attempt to repeal the Second Amendment. The National Rifle Association has said a ban on military-style weapons would only restrict law-abiding gun owners from being able to defend themselves to the full extent. Meanwhile, Democratic Congressman Rick Larson is calling for federal gun safety legislation. He's urging Congress to pass a ban on military-style weapons and for stronger background check laws. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.